Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for i5 for the iPhone is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to i5 for the iPhone, episode 91. This is the show that covers the latest iPhone news, apps, tips, and tricks. With the exception of Beats Audio, I will not speak about Beats Audio today. I promise, and you're welcome. I'm also Sarah Lane, your friendly neighborhood guide to all things iOS. Giddy up. Number one, let's start off with some music news. And no, I'm not going to mention Beats Audio, but I am going to mention 8Tracks. That's the number 8Tracks, which is a music playlist app that got a nice big update last week. The company calls itself the best place to make and discover refreshingly human playlists. Those are their words. But that's exactly what it is. Instead of single songs or albums by specific artists that you like, you're actually choosing between playlists that were made by 8Tracks users. Like a concentration playlist for when you want music that won't distract your work, or Sing Me to Sleep, which is categorized by tags including chill, sleep, and acoustic, or for something completely different, Angry 30-Year-Old Bitch, which is exactly what it sounds like. Now, playlists are possible on Spotify and RDO and iTunes. That concept isn't revolutionary. But 8Tracks is totally free. It has overlay ads, but not audio ads, so it won't interrupt your playlist experience unless you're looking at it. And since everything is curated by people rather than algorithms, it does have a more thoughtful feel somehow. Now, I mentioned the app has some new features. You can now review listened playlists and see which playlists are coming up. There's a sleep timer that'll shut everything down of the current playlist if you're looking to use it as a lullaby. And there's better design for playlist collections you might be organizing, search, other settings like that. The only thing about 8Tracks is that if you want to create a mix for other people, you have to do so on their web interface. And it really relies on you having your own library of music. You can't just pull from some other streaming service. And I don't really have anything in my library, so I'm not really the right person to make a mix. Although SoundCloud integration is nice, and there are some tracks available in the public library. So I'm more of a listener than a creator. I'm not taking advantage of those publishing tools. But if that's what you want to do, it's something you might want to keep in mind. Number two. So Facebook killed a couple pretty useless apps over the last week. Poke and Camera. We talked about both of them here on i5 over the last year, 2 years. Facebook, though, has a history of experimenting with standalone apps. Think of Messenger, or more recently, Facebook Paper. Even Instagram, really. But the company has decided to trim the fat a little bit. So Poke, if you don't recall, was basically a Snapchat clone. And in a perfect world, would have been a Snapchat killer, but the writing was on the wall with that one. Facebook just doesn't have a cool new trend air about it anymore. It really hasn't for a while. So you can't just beat the trendy apps at their own game because you have some engineers who can work on it for a week. So just look at Facebook's attempt to kill Foursquare. That's another great example. Facebook Places, highly underutilized feature. When's the last time you used it? Now, Facebook Camera has also been pulled. The app was basically Facebook's photo editing app, and it actually wasn't bad at all. You could use it to upload multiple photos to an album that didn't used to be possible, that sort of thing. But eventually, the company just built that same functionality into the main Facebook app, so Facebook Camera wasn't really necessary anymore. Now, I deleted Poke a while ago because I thought it was dumb, but I still have Camera installed, and I'll keep it around a little while longer just to see if there's any support for existing users. But I think it's safe to say the company is moving on. Number three, it's kind of an App Store death watch this week. I was pretty bummed, actually, to hear a couple days ago that Square, the payments company, was discontinuing an app called Square Wallet. The idea behind Wallet is that through something called geofencing, the app knows when you're physically close to a cafe or some other merchant, and it'll check you in so that you can pay via the app with whatever credit card you've set it up with, and then you never have to actually make a transaction at a register with cash or anything. I loved it. In fact, I used it every day. And actually, I can continue to use it as long as the places that I go also use it because it's only been pulled from the App Store for new customers. They're still keeping the app alive. In its place, though, for new users, is a different app called Square Order, which, in my opinion, is just way less cool. So instead of walking in and ordering without having to have your wallet on you, you're ordering food for pickup ahead of time. Okay, now I can see if you like going to the popular sandwich place in your neighborhood, and there's always a line at lunch, you can use Square Order to order ahead, and then you walk right in. But you still have to plan ahead, and it's not that different than just calling the sandwich place and making your order. But maybe geofencing was a little too ahead of its time. Square has admitted that that original app didn't get the traction that the company wanted. So maybe ordering for pickup is more of a baby step in the right direction of me never needing paper or plastic again. Number four, we got an email from Colin who has an issue that I'm not sure anyone else on Earth has. But hey, I've been wrong before. He writes, when you update apps via the App Store, once they're installed, is there a setting available to automatically remove or remove after 5 days, say, rather than having to go into the date and time via the general settings and manually put in an advanced date to remove the list? I then have to go back and correct the date, which I have on set automatically. Please, anyone out there with the answer would be terrific, unless this is a known problem that Apple hasn't fixed. Okay, I read this email like a million times. So if I'm understanding this correctly, Colin, you don't want a history of updated apps to last more than a few days. But I don't really know why. Since the apps are on your iPhone, it's not like that list is giving anyone any information that didn't already exist, so it's not really a privacy issue. It's just a cosmetic issue. I want to help, but I don't know of any way to clear the app update history. Honestly, I find it really helpful because then I can go in and read developer notes and see what's actually been updated in an app. Maybe it's a bug fix, or maybe, like the case of 8-Tracks we talked about earlier in the show, the app got a completely new design and it's worth spending some time on. What I do know is you should never have to change your date settings to say it's in the future. That's just, you just don't want to do that. Finally, number five. You know, today I was all set to talk about TuneIn Radio's new app design because it's got one, but my coworkers here overruled me, and that's been bumped to next week because apparently everybody is all up in arms about Moju, which is an app that at first glance looks almost exactly like Instagram, like color palette and everything. Whoa. But it's all based on motion. Now, you might say, Instagram also supports video. What's so great about this? Vine is all about video that loops. What's so different about Moju? Well, you can point and shoot up to 24 frames. Then you sort of pivot or twist the device to see these images in more of a 3D way. I know we're all kind of tired of the term selfie, but it gives a selfie or a groupie or whatever you want to call them, a little bit more creative control. You kind of twist the device, you can see facial expressions change. It's really fun. Or you could just use it as more traditional stop motion to get a sunrise over a period of time while the rest of us are sleeping in. It's free. There's a front and back camera support, so you've got some options. And of course, that built-in social network to like all your friends' mojus. I don't know, man. Life is weird. And that does it for this episode of i5. Thanks for staying with me till the bitter end. Everything I mentioned, by the way, links, apps, everything is at twit.tv/i5. You can email ideas or questions or general feedback to i5@twit.tv. You can leave us a voicemail at 614-ON-i5. Or you can even send us a video with an app review of your own. I'm Sarah Lane, and we'll see you next time on i5 for the iPhone. Bye.